This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Trivia Friday on AFR. We're going to get back to your calls momentarily. But first of all, this program is brought to you by, I'm going to go over to our sponsor voice, Ed Battagliano, but I wasn't supposed to tell who you were. But go ahead. Tell us who this show is brought to you by.
This show is brought to now that I'm put on the spot, in a world without
not exactly Don Pardo, but yeah. Anyway.
This show is brought to you by J.J. Jasper's new book, Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. Now, if you've been a J.J. Jasper fan for many years,
a great title.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a book. Actually, it's gone. How many years ago did you write the other one, Moses Was a Basket Case?
I wrote the other one 15 years ago. I got the idea last Christmas to do a reprint, and I thought, nobody's going to want this reprint. I just printed up 2,000. We sold 2,000 books in 9 days. It completely sold out, and people were mad at me because they couldn't get it for a Christmas gift.
Well, this one is a new, brand new collection.
And we're being serious.
We're
here,
being
people.
Serious. That JJ is an author.
He is.
These are random true stories to encourage.
He's an acclaimed
and
author.
Inspire. He is acclaimed. Yeah. And if he wasn't, we'd acclaim
him
right now.
Well, this is the sequel to Moses
Was a Basket
Case. So where do you get the
Jonah had
these
a whale
these
of
are,
a time?
Almost all of them are laugh-out-loud funny.
Stories.
A couple of them are just downright inspirational. I've read this cover to cover, and it is excellent. Highly recommend it. So how do people get a hold of it, JJ?
Thank you. Here's what the book's perfect for. If you've got a wobbly table, you can slide this under the short leg. No, if you've got somebody on your list that loves to read or loves to laugh, you can go to afastore.net, afastore.net. It helps the ministry. It's a great way to...
Can they find it easily now in the bookstore?
Good medicine. If it's not on there today, it should be up today. If it's not, it will for sure be there on Monday.
It's called Jonah Had a Whale of a Time. It's a collection of short stories by J.J. Jasper. Artwork by his daughter, Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie did the cover.
So excellent.
Check it out, afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net. Get your copy now it's a good stuck.
Get it for Christmas. I mean, get several copies of
it. All right,
it and
back to the let's repeat our questions quickly, and then we'll go back to the phones for the last 20 minutes of our show here.
All right, here are mine. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird? Bible question, in the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean? And in what year was the United Nations formed? That's what I have left.
Here's what I've got. I can't believe no one's answered this. A person described as a towhead has what color hair? Second question, what tribe is Paul from? He gives that list.
It's
of
Cherokee, wasn't
here's
it?
Here's who his teachers were and here's what town he was from, and he mentions his
tribe of Israel.
Tribe of Israel. What tribe is Paul from?
All right, mine are, what's the difference between a towhead and a nappy head? What's the difference between a towhead and a nappy head? All right, here's my, what's the, name the world's largest island. That has not been answered. That was given over an hour
ago. Shocking.
And it's shocking.
You're
shocking.
In your backyard. Tell them. And you look
you're
out
in your
the
backyard,
window.
You look out the window, you call your wife over there and say, look at there, honey. There's the world's largest island right over there in our backyard.
And she says, you mean?
Blank.
Blank.
What is the answer? What is the blank part of that scenario right there? Number two, or number three, I should say.
Your wife says, wake up and smell the roses. Everybody knows what the name of that world's largest island is.
When your wife says he needs to wake up and smell the roses and she's upset, and you wonder, do I correct her? It's wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, don't
I
correct
I would tell
the
you
English.
Next time, I wouldn't do that.
That makes my blood crawl.
I did it once. I wouldn't do that. You learn. We all learn.
Oh, yeah. You learn.
Years of experience. You keep your mouth.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them put on their bathing suit. I mean, all these things we know the right way to say these.
We just
these.
Want someone to share it
we
with.
We know the right way to say these Bible verses.
I would
verses.
Say to live a, what's the Bible say, a godly and peaceful life? Man, you keep your mouth shut. I say 90-95% of the time, and you'll be better off for it, even if you don't get justice.
That was worth coming to class, by the way. If you didn't think you were going to learn anything today on this campus, you just learned something.
Keep your mouth shut. All right, which is correct to say? Listen to this. The yolk of the egg is white, or the yolk of the egg are white? Which is the correct thing to say? All right, everybody got that?
Got it.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Well, we are. Thank you. We're going to go back to Texas, and Moses is on the line. Moses, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Moses, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Is that really your name?
Yes.
All right.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I never met a Moses. There was Edwin Moses. That was his last name. The big hurdler.
The runner. Yeah, hurdler.
Moses. Go ahead, Moses. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The one about the United Nations.
All right. Moses, in what year was the United Nations formed?
1945.
You are correct. Yes,
wonderful.
Sir.
Wonderful.
In the aftermath of the end of World War II. Excellent. Did you have to look
it? Wasn't that called the League of Nations before it was called the United Nations?
I think you're thinking of Marvel Comics.
Thank you for answering next week's question, Tim.
Little did I know it.
No, you didn't know. But we're going to find out who's listening out there in Radio Land.
There you go.
Because that question will be on the test next week.
Hey, Moses, they ask you, Tim just asked, did you have to look that up or did you know it?
We looked it up.
Good for you.
It's okay.
We encourage
research.
That. Yeah, do some research.
Go ahead.
What's your question for us, Moses?
It's sort of a riddle. A man rode into town on Friday and stayed 4 days. He rode out on Friday. How is this?
Moses, his horse was named Friday.
You're correct.
Yes. Jay, that's why you're here. You live for these moments, JJ.
The riddles.
I really do.
That's why we picked you on our team.
Yeah,
in fact, we call them the Riddler sometimes.
And I'm just waiting for the riddle where the answer is a horse with no name. I can't wait to blurt that answer out.
Good job,
right, Moses.
Thanks,
Moses.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
That was pretty.
You too.
Yeah, all right. That was our teammate, JJ Jasper, just came through with that so fast.
Yes.
That's how his Kentucky mind works.
And you think about these horses, and it makes you think about the fellow that come into town, and he was kind of poor, so he had his outfit made on his own self. He had on some brown paper bag cowboy hat, brown paper bag vest, brown paper bag chaps that he made. He got into town. The first thing the sheriff done, he locked him up, arrested him. He said, "What in the world are you arresting me for? I just got to town." He said, "Son, I'm arresting you for rustling."
We don't tolerate rustling in this here town. And you are the... You rustle when you breathe.
It was so bad. It was funny. Oh, man.
Well, I'm actually laughing politely.
Yeah. But. I thought it was funny. I guess laughter's in the eyes of the beholder.
You'd had to be...
Boy, talk about mixing your metaphors.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
There we are. We're going to Arkansas, and Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, it's good to be on. Man, you guys are funny.
Yeah.
My favorite show. I was in Arkansas, but I'm in Texas now.
So. Oh, wow.
He's been holding so long.
<You've> been...
I'd like to answer one, and I'd like to ask you one, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer, Alan, before you get to Louisiana?
I want to try Barnabas there.
Sorry. All right, here's the question. In the book of Acts, there was an apostle named Barnabas. What does the name Barnabas mean?
I believe that's a son of encouragement.
That is correct.
Wonderful.
It says in Acts 4:36.
Wait, what now? It means what?
The name Barnabas means son of encouragement.
Son of encouragement. Barnabas was such an encourager.
That's I think that's a sermon by Joel Osteen. I think it is. That message.
The son of encouragement?
Yeah, son of encouragement.
Well, if it's not, it's...
No,
should will be.
No, yeah. No. You're thinking about the movie series. Son of Encouragement, Encouragement Strikes Back, Encouragement, The Final Frontier.
Revenge of Encouragement.
Raging Encouragement.
Hey, Alan, what's your question for us?
Okay, Genesis 6, they were talking about the sons of God. I'm not going to ask you whether it's angels or humans, and I don't want to get into controversy, but what I want to know is, that term, sons of God, how many times is that used in the Bible?
Sons of God.
Now, Ed, what, Nephilim
is...
Nephilim is what he's referring to, but his back to his question, how many times is...
sons, plural, sons of God.
Sons of God mentioned in the Bible.
I have no idea. It's mentioned a fair number of times, I think. Sometimes it's in... That's why the controversy is that sometimes it's in reference to people, and sometimes it's in reference to angels, and we just don't know in Genesis 6. So do you guys have a guess? I have no idea.
No clue.
You got us, Alan. How many times is it mentioned in the Bible?
I would say seven.
It was 11, six in the New Testament and five in the Old.
Good.
Okay.
See, we
11
learned something.
Times.
11
yep.
times.
Sons of God.
Hey, thank you for being a Bible student, Alan. Thank you so much for listening to American Family Radio. You be careful out there. Stay on the right side of the road. Keep the shiny side up and the rusty side down.
Hey, I'll do
and
it.
How do you want your and how do you want your eggs
and your egg yolks?
thank you.
All right, thank you, Alan.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday. We're continuing to take your calls. We go to Alabama.
Yes, Rodney is on the line. Rodney, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you,
Rodney. Right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
The first one.
Okay, about the Detroit Tigers pitcher, that one?
That one.
Okay, let me repeat it for those just tuning in. Which oddball Detroit Tigers pitcher was nicknamed the Bird?
Mark Fidrich.
Yes, yeah. Mark
wow.
Fidrich.
Way to go, Rodney.
And I had, you know, when I was writing up the question, I thought, well, is it fair to say oddball? But he was an oddball. He would talk to the baseball, you remember?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd pace on the mound. And
that's wrong. Why?
He only pitched for like 2 or 3 years.
I looked it up. He's just 76 to 1980. And he died last year.
Did
at
really?
54.
The pilot in the A-team, what was it? It was not Murdoch. What was that guy's name? So he was that guy in baseball.
Yeah, in baseball.
Mark the Bird Fidrich. Yeah, he talked to the baseball. I remember that. And he would also get down on the ground on the pitcher's mound and you know.
Smooth it over
smooth
his
the
hand.
Dirt, but put yeah. the dirt just like he wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange guy, but a wonderful pitcher and was good for baseball. So,
question for us, Rodney.
What are the two most alike chapters in the Old Testament?
What are the two chapters most in the alike? Old Testament that are nearly
the two
twins?
Most alike.
All right,
the most alike chapters.
Okay.
Did
hey,
you say chapters or books?
Chapters.
You said chapters. Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Rodney, so don't say yes or no
this
yet.
This is going to be like, I know I've been, you know, I'll be reading along in 1 Kings or whatever, and you'll come to something almost exactly the same where they're retelling.
I think it's.
Is that going to be from Isaiah?
Is Psalm 90, which is a psalm by Moses, is that actually in like the book of Exodus or something?
Yeah. Well, you got 2nd and 3rd Benjamin that are very similar.
Yeah.
What do you got?
It seems like there's a psalm.
Let's go with that.
That there's a psalm.
Hey, we're not going to get any better now.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, we vaguely have the answer, Rodney.
Help us out.
All right, 2 Kings 19 and Isaiah 37.
Oh, okay, with Hezekiah.
They're right. They're mirrors of each other.
Right.
They mirror each other, right. rather.
Hey, Rodney.
Okay, that's a very good trivia
very
question.
Good trivia
yeah,
question.
This does my heart good to hear how many of our listeners are reading their Bible.
Yeah,
wonderful,
excellent.
Rodney. Stay in the Word. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you.
Hey, all Rodney. Right, Rodney from Alabama. I wish there was a way I could tell everybody in Enterprise, Alabama, that I was thinking about you when I wrote this book. There's a chapter titled Boll Weevil, and a lot of folks may think I'm making this up. Enterprise, Alabama, the only town, it used to be the only town in the world that had a statue dedicated to a bug. In the town square. But I tell this story, and I tell about the first time I ever went to Enterprise. Funny, funny story. But yeah, it's got like a Statue of Liberty-looking lady holding a boll weevil up in the air, a golden version of a
bug. And if you
want
to know why, you have to get a copy of the book and find out. It's a very interesting story.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're on the home stretch. Another metaphor right there.
Yes.
Horse racing metaphor, right? The home stretch?
Yes, it is.
You got your back stretch. You got your home stretch.
You got your back against the wall.
I do my recliner stretch.
You're between a rock and a hard spot.
Yes.
But in horse racing, is that the only two stretches you got? Home stretch, back stretch?
You got the which inning do you have the stretch?
Seventh inning stretch.
Seventh inning stretch.
Horse racing.
Yeah.
I was not talking about baseball. I would think you from Kentucky would know.
Home stretch.
Yeah, home stretch, back stretch.
To see if you have a photo finish.
Side stretches.
Photo finish. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're coming down to the wire.
Another one.
Coming down to the wire. All right.
And they're off. Tomato trying to catch up. Choo-choo on the inside rail.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Michigan.
No, we don't.
Yes,
seriously?
I'm telling you. We are. Jerry is on the line. Jerry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
What questions are left? He actually got my Mark Fidrich answer right before me.
What do you got left there, Ed?
You know what? I'm done. I got all mine answered.
Here's what I've got. A person described as a towhead, has what color hair, and what tribe is Paul? What tribe is Paul from?
And am I too? Go ahead.
The towhead's a blonde.
A person described as a towhead has blonde hair.
Excellent.
Exactly right, Jerry. Way to go.
So that was before the expression dumb blonde.
Towhead. All four of us children in our family, there were two boys and two girls. I was one of the boys. And we all had blonde hair and blue eyes, and we heard that probably once
a
week.
What, dumb blonde towhead?
Look at all those towheads. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if
that's not an offensive. That's not an offensive thing.
Maybe not.
Today it is, probably.
Yeah, anything you say is
I think the
today.
Blonde people have formed some kind of group to fend off these offensive comments. And so
My wife is blonde. Our earlier discussion comes into play at this point. I will say nothing blonde people.
Ed's going dark.
Jerry, what's your question for us?
Okay, yeah.
I have one that's in amongst the world wars. What was the Balfour Declaration?
The Balfour Declaration in 1917 was when Britain passed the declaration stating that the Jews had I'm a little foggy here, but I think the Jews had a right to the land that they would in 1948 would actually have a nation built on. So they had a right of return.
That the United Nations created out of the British run land.
Right, after World War II.
The
Jews had a right of return to what might have been referred to as Palestine at the time.
What about it, Jerry?
All right. What was the two sides of it?
The two sides of it?
Yeah.
Well, you got your Jews and your Arabs.
Well, no, I don't mean that like that, but on the one side, that was an agreement between Britain through Lord Balfour and as an entry, a reason for entry of the United States into the war, that the German Zionists would bring the United States into the war if Britain promised to give them Palestine after the war was won.
Okay,
All right.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
If you have any questions on that, Google Benjamin Friedman's 1961 speech.
Okay,
all right.
Benjamin Friedman's 1961 speech. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Have
my
a
friend.
Great weekend.
We got 4 or 5 minutes here. My questions that I have left: name the world's biggest island. You know what, folks? We had a cruise to give away.
That's why we never mentioned the prize.
To this island, but if it had been answered in the first hour and 15 minutes of the show. But
I hate when that happens.
Name the world's biggest island, and nobody's answered it heretofore.
Should we give?
I'll give them another chance here. And my second question is, which is correct to say?
The yolk. I want to hear this.
Which is correct to say, the yolk of the egg is white, or the yolk of the egg are white? Which is the correct way to pronounce that?
You talk about eggs, and you talk about chickens, and a lot of people are from dysfunctional backgrounds. I'll tell you this. If you're from a dysfunctional background, remember, every baby chicken came from a broken home.
You ought to run for office there, Mr. Alter Ego.
I keep saying he needs to come up with some name for that character.
Mr. Inner Curmudgeon?
Anybody that's worked on a construction site or been on a farm or been to a family reunion.
You know that guy.
Or just over during the holidays.
I know exactly what you're talking about. All right, we're back to the phones. We got time for maybe one or two more.
All right, we go to Texas again. Texas has been tearing it up today.
Yes.
And looks like Raul is on the line. How do I pronounce your name, brother, sister?
If it was a P, it'd be Powell. So with an R, it's Raul.
Hey, okay.
Hey, Raul, right. Texas is represented today. Way to go. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Do both.
All right, which question?
The correct thing to say would be the yolk of the egg is yellow, but the island is Greenland. So do I get the cruise?
Okay, you're only supposed to answer one question.
Yeah,
so
you missed the cruise by 10 minutes. you get a consolation prize. You get one of JJ's books, I think. Name the world's biggest island. It is Greenland. And
that's supposed to be a consolation prize, his book?
Is, well, compared to...
Are you supposed to be consoled by that?
Yeah. I think we're entering some territory where Christian brothers could get in trouble with one another right there.
Hey, Raul...
Well, we didn't say where the cruise was to.
So now you said the Greenland, so that's the answer to that one. What was the question? Ask that question
eggs. He's on to me on this one. Which is correct to say? The yolk of the egg is white? Or the yolk of the egg are white?
Well, because the yolk is yellow.
Correct is neither. Egg yolks are yellow.
That's tricky, too.
As Raul. Yeah. I'm clear.
Hey, what do we do with Raul now in terms of a prize?
Hey, I get to ask my question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Raul.
Okay. Everybody knows that about 1,500 people died on the sinking of the Titanic. You ready for the question?
Yes, we're ready. Fire away.
Name them.
Okay. Oh, man.
You had Bob. You had Bob. And there was Mary.
It was
Victoria.
It was a bunch of Marys.
Did I hear a mic drop then?
What now?
Did I hear a mic drop on that?
A mic drop?
Yeah, we don't know what's the answer, Raul.
Yeah, good. That's
alphabetically, or you want
any way you prefer. We got 30 seconds. 30 seconds left on the show.
Thanks, Raul.
All righty then. To borrow from Jim Carrey.
Now I've got no more questions left, so you guys have to give your answers.
I'm down to one. Are you out?
Yeah, I got two wiped out and one answer.
Here's what I've got, and I'll let you guys take a stab at this.
Greenland's bigger. Antarctica. By the way, Australia is a continent. So
is Antarctica.
Greenland is the world's largest island.
What tribe is Paul from?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I've been giving so many shameless plugs. I'm going to be speaking Sunday at Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi. If anybody's close by, you're invited.
Absolutely.
How would you rate your message right now on a 1 to 10 scale?
I think it's going to be a 10. I think
do?
The Lord's really going to show up. I've been very excited about this.
Is the message about humility? How to be humble? All right. We're out of time. Trivia Friday. We've enjoyed it. We will be here next Friday. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And to be in church.
Thanksgiving next week.
Next week's Thanksgiving.
Oh, we'll have a best of trivia Friday.
We're going to be overdosing on tryptophan.
we'll see you. Have a great weekend, everybody.